Now that the legislature's in session, the Rail Belt Power Cooperatives are positioning themselves to take advantage of the Parnell administration's friendliness toward paying for a large hydro project on the Upper Susitna River. Except for one government-owned utility, they're cooperating in a new entity. Aaron Selbig of Homer member station KBBI explains.
The new nonprofit corporation is called the Alaska Rail Belt Cooperative Transmission and Electric Company, or ARCTEC, and so far it has five members: Golden Valley Electric Association, Matanuska Electric, Chugach Electric, Homer Electric Association, and the City of Seward. Golden Valley Electric spokesperson Corrine Bradish says the five utilities have much in common, including a desire to seek out new energy projects they might not be able to afford on their own.
It's to basically give good service, reliability, and keep the cost down for our members. And through working together with other utilities, I think those will be some of the goals they'll be working towards.
The ARCTEC concept is similar to an idea put forward by then-Governor Sarah Palin in 2009. That effort to combine utilities into the Greater Rail Belt Energy and Transmission Corporation, or GRETC, ultimately died in the state legislature. Homer Electric Association spokesperson Joe Gallagher says the ARCTEC organization might not be quite as ambitious as GRETC, but the motivation is the same. It would be much easier and cost-effective for the ARCTEC utilities to lobby state and federal officials for help building some long-dreamt-of new energy projects in Alaska.
Right off the bat, the Susitna project comes to mind. It's a very expensive project. It's a large project and something that, again, a utility on their own would not pursue, but as a group, we would definitely be interested in.
The Susitna Dam project, with an estimated cost somewhere between $7 and $13 billion, has been on and off and back on the table since the 1960s. Gallagher also points to Bradley Lake, the large hydropower plant at the head of Ketchumak Bay that was built through cooperation of the state and six utility companies, as an example of what could be accomplished by ARCTEC. ARCTEC had its first meeting January 7th in Anchorage, where board members were appointed and an organization of the new partnership was fleshed out. Their next meeting, says Gallagher, will be sometime in the next week or so.
And I would fully expect that the ARCTEC group will put together a list of priorities and make a pitch for those projects to the Alaska legislature.
So is it possible the Rail Belt utilities might one day join together, forming one company that distributes power to the entire region? Bradish says possibly.
I think that'll be probably some of the discussion as projects come forward that the utilities need to look at.
The lone Rail Belt utility not taking part in ARCTEC is Anchorage's Municipal Light and Power. General Manager Jim Posey told the Alaska Dispatch that the company's tax-exempt status could be threatened by joining such a cooperative. Still, Posey says MLNP is, quote, supportive of ARCTEC's efforts. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.